for auspicious that our program here, festival days, Harikatha festival, should be successful. So we are singing this song, auspicious song. What meaning? Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe, what is the meaning? From the Krishna in the Ras Leela, from his left side. At once he ran away to Krishna to worship him. And Krishna also ran towards Radhika to me. So Radhe Jai Jai, you should be glorious, you should be glorious. What more? Madhava Daite. Oh, very near and dear to Krishna. Jasya kadapi vasananchala khelo nuttha dhanyati dhanya pavane nakitatthamani jogendra durgam gatir madhusudanopi tasya namastha vishbhanu bhuo disha. Once Krishna did something and she became some sulky mood. And then she was sitting on the other side of Radha Kunda and Krishna in other. And air coming from Krishna side, Radha side, and what became? Touched the very beautiful fragrance of Radha Kunda. And also Radha has so much fragrance that Krishna becomes mad. So he touched from the bell of Radhika. Not Radhika, only from bell. And bell has the fragrance of Radhika. And Krishna is what telling? My life is successful. My life is successful. Jasya kadapi vasananchala khel anotta dhanyati dhanya pavanini ki tatmani jogendra durgam gatir madhusudanopi. Who is Krishna? Madhusudan. Even so many rishis and maharshis, muni, who have controlled their mind. Their mind is, purified. But even in their meditation, they cannot touch the feet of Krishna. Even meditation. And what becomes? Even any connection with Radhika, from bell touching, air came and touched to Krishna, and that Krishna was what? Overwhelmed, like mad. So Radhika is so glorious. Venu karani patitam skhalitam shikhandam Prashtancha pita vasanam praja raja sono jasya kataksha sargatve murchitasya tang radhika paricharami kadar rasena. When I will have chance to serve Radhika with a rasa. What rasa? Manjari rasa. So high class. Sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, more than that. That is rush. Venu karan nipattam. Krishna was playing on float. All gopi can be controlled. All gopi can be controlled. That is told. Akhil rasamrita murti prasamara ruchiruddha taraka pali kalita syama lalito radha priyanjas. How highest thing. Krishna is ocean of rush. Ocean of rush. And he, what does? By his flute and beauty, especially by flute, he controls Tarakapali, that is Chandra and others. Bhadra, Shyamala, all others. And Shyamala and Lalita also controls. He controls all the cows. He controls by that flute, everything. But now when he saw towards Radhika, and what became? That flute?
Fall off from his hand.
From his lord. Venu karan nepatita skhalitam shikhandam. Even peacock feather, which was here, it came down. Where? On the lord's feet of Radhika. Even what became?
Vrashtanchapita vasanam.
Oh. He could not knew that, oh, his yellow
shawl.
Oh, is going on. And at once he became infant. Mad, totally infant. So, Radhika is so glorious, we should know. So Rupa Goswami is telling, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Also, you know that Krishna told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Napareham, O Devi, Smar Garala Khandanam, Mama Shirashi Mandanam, Dehi Padapallam Udaram. O Devi, I am taking my ears in hand and promising, I will not dunoti. I will not disturb you. Please be happy with me. I am giving my flute. I am giving my peacock feathers in your head. Smara garala khandanam. I cannot tolerate your separation. For a moment even. I will die without you. So you should excuse my fault. In never my life, in future I will not do like this. I have done something wrong. You should excuse. Smar garal khandanam, mamashirashi mandanam, dehi padapallam udaram. Jayadev Goswami could not write this. But our Goswami Rup Manjari, oh, they can write. So how glorious is Radhika? Madhava daite. So, controlled by Radhika. Tatpare? Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite. Gokula Tarani? Oh, in Gokul, where gopis, oh, so many lives there. Among them, there are so many beautiful. Even Chandraul is so beautiful. But, not like Radhika. Rastika is among them. Gokula Taruni Mandala. Taruni Mandala Mahite. In this world, no one is dear and near to Krishna. Damodara Rati Vardhan Veshe. What? Damodara Rati. Who is Damodar? Controlled by mother. Damodar. But here, controlled by Radhika. That very Damodar.
Radha Damodar.
Now he controlled by Radhika. Damodar Rati Vardhan Veshi. To increase the love and affection of Krishna. So in beautiful way she is. And where she? Damodar Rati Vardhan Veshi Hari Nishkut. Vrindavi Pineshe. She is Hari Nishkut. Hari means Krishna, who attracts everyone, who takes the heart of everyone, especially gopis. His garden is where? Vrindavan, where Jamuna is flowing. Peacocks sing, dancing. Kakur singing. Papiha, pikaha, pikaha. Like this. Everywhere. Oh, Beli, Chameli, Kadamba, Pushpa are there. Where Chandra,
Moon,
all Uddipan,
stimulus
and here. And there his Vrindavaneshwari. Krishna is not Vrindavaneshwar. Because Vrinda has given to Krishna, Radhika. And she is Vrindavaneshwari. Especially, Krishna is not Rasheshwar. Who is Rasheshwari? Radhika. He is one of the part, but Radhika is so. So, Damodara Rati Vardhan Vese Hari Niskuta Vrindavi Pinese. O Devi! Be glorious, be glorious. Be merciful to you. Sprinkle him.
Drop of particle of your mercy.
Then, Vishabhanu Udadhi Navasasi Lekhe. You are like moon in the ocean of where?
Vishabhanu
Maharaj. Lalita Sakhi Guna?
Ramita.
Oh, Lalita Sakhi. He is Sakhi of Lalita. How? You should say, Dhurte Brijandatane Tanu Sushta Bamyam Ma Dakshina Bhava Kalankini Ladhavaya Radhe Suri Hitamit Sikshayanti Devin Gunaisu Lalitam Lalita. She is so near and dear to Radhika. Sometimes she controls. And now here is control. Oh, Dhurte Brijandatan. Brijandanandan is
cheater.
High class of cheater.
Pretender.
He is black, under and outer. Oh, everywhere black. So you should not be somewhat
submissive
to Krishna. Always be like to control him.
Contrary mode.
Don't give your man. You should have man. Radhika wants to give up man. And what? Oh, you should not. Dhurte vrjanda tanayin sanusushta bhamyam. Radhika ma?
Ma dakshina hava kalankini laghvaya.
Laghvaya. Radhe suru hitamiti sikhyanti. Oh, she is guru of Radhika, Lalita. And not only that. She can give anyone the dasya prema of Radhika. Jaha kama pi prajikule vishbhanu jaya nuruddhamana saddhasta deshta kartanena kritarthayanti devin gunai sulalitam. And what of Vishakha? Oh, more beautiful. On the same day when Radhika took birth,
same constellation,
same beauty, everything like Vishakha, like Radhika. One slok. I'm telling. Vrindavanamani pati som som mavale sanakshanandana sanatan narvetta vrijabilas yugangra padme purna payachvanupaya sandha prema rasai pluta priyataya prakalma mapta tayo prana barshta vayasya anu nirang lila visaram kramai vaidag dhena tathasak pritang manasya sikshangrasai jayang karati hanta lalita grahnat sam panay lalita sphar narm sphar bhumesta yurja brajpur navajuno jat kanthan pikanam nayati paramadhastvat divyagyani natushta prathiyatamama diksha hanta siya. Oh, his voice is so sweet. More than Krishna even. And he has all quality in Krishna, Radhika. I pray that she should make me siksha, disciple, sishya. So that she should give training how to serve her, Radhika and to Yuga. So, Vishakha, karunam kurumai karuna bharite sanakshanandan Sanatan Varnita Charite. Rupa Goswami is telling, even who was Brahmavadi, high class of Brahmavadi like Sukadeva Goswami's first career, he is glorifying Sanakshanandan IV. How our Nishant, Nice Leela and Ashtakali Leela has been told to him. And he has written in Brihad Vaman Puran all this. Ashtakali Leela. Oi Bolchen. বোধহয় শঙ্কর কাছে তিনি শুনেছেন, আর শঙ্কর থেকে শুনে ইনি আবার নার প্রভৃতি এই সব লোককে বলেছেন। সো হি নোজ হি ইজ গ্লোরিফাইং ইভেন এ পার্সন লাইক হুইজ এজ ইজ অলওয়েজ 5 ইয়ার্স, নট নেকেড এভরিহোয়ার, অ্যান্ড হি ইজ দি ফার্স্ট সন অফ ব্রহ্মা, ইভেন হি ইজ রাইটিং সনক সনন্দন অ্যান্ড সনাতন ও বোথ four brothers, and here by Rupa Sanatana. Sanatana Goswami has glorified in Brihat Bhagavatam, so many, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in his Vyakhya, Vaishnava Toshin. So we are now glorifying that our this should be
successful.
I know that more than 1,000 devotees have come from various parts of Europe and here and there, Australia also, from other parts of England, here, there, Italy and Russian countries.
America.
It may be some problem. Anyone cannot satisfy anyone. Even a child. But you have all come for Harikatha, and we will give you Harikatha. We will give Harikatha, which Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, left for me that you should give. He never gave it. We will give him. So if some problem may come for hosting, for prasadam, for anything, it may be. But you should tolerate. You should try to drink by these two cups.
Nectar of Harikatha.
Nectar of Harikatha. That Sukhdev Goswami told, but not openly like me. He has told everything. But I'm telling. Sukhdev Goswami never told Radhika name there, Chandravali name there, Lalita Vishakha, never told in Srimad Bhagavat. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, and in that parampara, I'm telling you also, so many secret names and their sweet pastimes. So you should try to take it in your heart and preach my mission to whole world. Don't be weak. And then Radhe Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu. Now you should begin your kirtan. Any kirtan you like. What he can do? থাক একটু পরে দিও, যখন বন্দনা করব Teacher.
Thank you.
Pasabar Sandalan. Sandalan. ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव कोत्रेति तन्मयतयातर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नयमामचरणान्तिके भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणान् फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड देन सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज सन्यासीज माय डियर ऑल सन्यासीज वैष्णव and Vaishnavigan. Today is very auspicious day, Kart festival. So I should tell something about this. Though yesterday Shyam Rani has told all the reasons, all the causes why Kart festival. But you should know what is Kart festival. there is name card, but actually love and affection of gopis. Not only 5,000 years ago, card festival is from beginning of creation, from Satyayuga, before Satyayuga, it was. Ramchandra has come there. Baldev Prabhu has come there. And there is a Puran named Utkal.
Padma Puran.
Utkal Khanda. There all these Leelas pastimes have been told. But when Krishna came, taking the intense beauty of Radhika and Moor, and golden beauty, Krishna, in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari. And when he took sannyas and went to
Jagannathpuri,
and there, in court festival, what changed the mood? Everything. Krishna, though he took birth in Mathura, in the prison of
Kansa.
But at the same time, he took birth in the womb of Mother Yashoda in Gokul. And then, Krishna told to his father Vasudeva, take me at once to Gokul, and there a baby will be there, you should take it. And then it was done. You know all history. And then all thought that Krishna is son of Yashoda. Really he was son of Yashoda. And then Krishna played so many sweet pastimes there. And then he came to Vrindavan, Mathura, killed Kans, all his demons, associates. And then he was residing there for so many years, not less than 18 years, because Jarasandha invaded Mathura 18 times. Last he left that Mathura and reached to
Dwarka.
And here at the age of 125 he was there. Among them, Krishna one who was remembering Vrindavan. But there were so many reasons that he could not go there directly. Once he went to Kurukshetra, and there was a sun eucalyptus,
solar eclipse.
And there he sent anyhow message to Braja. Nand Baba on his cord took Yashoda mother and all the gopis. Only some old person, like a god, he left there. Otherwise, all the gopis, all came. Cow not came. So, and also in that Kurukshetra, sun eucalyptus, Bhisham Pitama, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Duryodhan, and all others, five Pandavas, Draupadi, also they came. All from all over world. All the rishis, maharshis, and big kings, they came there to take bath. Full sun eucalyptus was there. So, now they have taken bath. They will take bath. Before this, he was talking with Pandavas, Bhisham Pitama and Rishis. He was among them. But at once he heard, Nand Baba has come. Mother Yashoda has come. Oh, all the Brajbashi, gopis has come. At once he became mad and ran after mother Jashoda and Nanda Baba. Jashoda mother, he was in Bullock court, at once he got down. Nanda Baba also, and all Brajabasi gopis. Then Krishna, mother, weeping bitterly, like a baby. He went to Mother Jashoda, and Mother Jashoda like cow, weeping, my son, la la, and weeping bitterly, and embraced Krishna. She could not speak any word. And Nanda Baba, Baldev Prabhu, he was on the lotus feet of Nanda Baba. All were weeping. All Brajabasi were weeping. At that time, Devaki thought, perhaps Krishna will not return from Gopis, Mother Jashoda. Because he has forget me and father and all Mathura Vasi. And they will take him to Vrindavan. So, she went there and disturbed some heart. Told, Mother Jashoda, though Krishna is my son, but you have shaped me like why?
People of
eyes.
Always. Like eyelid protect people.
Always you have given milk. I am for the name of mother. But really you are mother. So I want to give you so much thanks. But Rohini was there. Baldev, mother. She thought that, she will disturb. So, he told, sister Devaki, all Pandavas and Draupadi and Bhisham Pitamah and Rishi and Maharshi are waiting for you. You should see them. Please come. And then Mother Jashoda thought, up till now anyhow gopis had their lives in. But they cannot tolerate more. If you are coming from any far away, and when you will come to door, you cannot tolerate. And then you will be like dying. So Mother Jashoda is thinking, if I am not giving them chance, they have come from Vrindavan. Anyhow they have
keeping their
life. But now they cannot. So strictly, she took Baldev Prabhu also and Nanda Baba, and strictly she went from there. And then what became? And then gopis came. They are weeping bitterly. Krishna also. Gopis, I cannot repay you. I left you. You left for me your father, mother, husbands and all. And I left you and I went from there to Mathura and from there Dwarka. So I am Kritagna. Akritagna.
Ungrateful.
But you should know one thing. I am everywhere. Everywhere. You are made of me. Like a pot made of
clay.
Clay is everywhere. So you are made of my modes. So you should not remain. I am always here. And then gopi became some pot anger mode. So it has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopyasya Krishna Mupalabdha Chirad Abhishtam Jatprekhane Pakshakritam Sampanti Drigvi Hridikatam Alam Parirabha Sarva Tadbhav Mapu Nitya Juraj. But after a long time, it may be 100 years, still Gopi were alive. Why? That Krishna will come only for this. And if he will see that we are dying, we have died, then Krishna may die. So anyhow they were. So here, Krishnam upalabhya chirat abhishtam, after long time they have met Krishna. So separation mood was so much, and after so long separation they have met Krishna. And they took Krishna from their
eyes
and took him in her heart and impressed so much. How? Even Nitya Jujamapi, like yogi, always meeting with Krishna in
meditation.
Or Satyabhama Rukmini, even Nitya Jujam. They could not have this love and affection for Krishna, and Krishna impressed him. Then Krishna told when, then what became? Gopis became angry. And then Krishna told, oh, after long separation you have come to me. But you should know that I am always with you. Mai bhakti hitu bhutanam amrtvay kalpate drishajat matsneho bhavati nang madav. Anyone is so fortunate. Well, those who are worshipping Krishna, who have love and affection for Krishna, all in general, they are so fortunate. But those who have sneha, shraddha, and then anartha nivritti, and then nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then bhav, rati, then prem, sneha. That sneha. High class of sneha. What is sneha? In love and affection, when comes, then heart becomes melted. And it comes, whole heart melting, coming from eyes. So you have that thing. So very soon we will meet. Those who have love like this, sneh, they must meet. So I will meet you. But you should know that I am always with you. Then Gopi is told, Ahuscha nalinabhate padaravindam jogvaiswarai rapi agadhabodhai sansarakupatito tarnavalambam geham jusamapi manasyudhidasada. What many? You know? You?
Microphone, please. Keep you in our hearts. This is the external meaning.
the real meaning of the gopis is much different, because they can never see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they're saying, they call him simply that you have a lotus-shaped navel. And if you're God, if you were that God, although we don't believe it, we know who came from that lotus navel. That was Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma came from an inert place, a lotus-shaped navel. The stem was inert, the lotus-shaped navel was inert, the lake within that shape of the navel was also inert, and therefore Brahma's brain is also inert. In that inert state, he can think of you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And same with Lord Shiva. But for us, how can we accept you as God? We knew you when you were running around without anything but some bells around your waist. We knew you when you would steal our garments, when we were taking bath in the Jamuna, worshipping Katyayani to get a good husband. Does God have to stoop so low as to steal the garments of some unmarried women? Or you play your flute, and with that flute you call us out for Rasa Leela, stealing us from our homes. Does God have to steal the wives of other men? And if, as a child, you also stole butter from the houses of the other gopis, is God so poor that he has to do that? We knew when you were dying, and when you put your flute at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and you told her, please forgive me for my offenses, I cannot live without you. So, you're saying that you're God, but we don't believe it at all. In fact, you're telling us this is just like somebody telling some ABCs to a PhD delete. Even Arjuna was upset when Krishna told him to surrender. I'm already his friend. We sleep on the same bed. His legs go across on my chest. My legs on his chest, and he's telling you to surrender? Is this some kind of joke? Similarly, the gopis, instead of becoming pacified, they became angry at Krishna. And why? Because they knew how to please Krishna. They know what makes Krishna's heart feel so much joy. That embarrassment by being chastised and abused by the gopis gave them the greatest joy. They said, if you want to make us happy, then don't go to us about meditation. If you want to come in our hearts are not different from our minds. And our minds are in Vrindavan, our minds are one with Vrindavan. So if you come to Vrindavan, that will make us happy. Actually, they said this because they're the most tricky. They knew that that would make Krishna happy. They have no desire for personal happiness. In Dwarka, nobody knows how to make Krishna so happy. In Vrindavan, Mother Yasoda, in order to get Krishna to eat, she would tell him, oh, if you don't eat now, then Baladev will become much stronger than you. Just see how big and powerful his teeth is. So Balaram is much stronger than you. And then that would force Krishna to say, oh, Mother, give me some roti and makkhan and butter. I want to be strong too. So she knew how to make, how to bring out the emotions of Krishna. In Dwarka, he would never admit, oh, Mother Devaki, I'm so hungry. But in Vrindavan, all of his Naravat Leela, loving childhood and boyhood moods came out. So the gopis knew that by telling Krishna to come to them, that they were dying without him, that that would make him happy. Actually, their only desire is to bring him happiness. Just like in Gopi Geet, the gopis were saying, if you don't see us in our this prime of youth, then there's no value to your life. You can't be happy if you can't meet us now. And Krishna might say, well, why can't I meet you in the next moment? And they said, Deva Jadivas, in the next moment, our youthful beauty may be gone. So they speak in certain ways out of their tricky behavior because they know how to make Krishna happy. in his Narada Leela.
Oh, thank you. Here the meaning is that gopis are telling, out of love, if you want to receive the love and affection of Krishna, you should remember and try to love Krishna as they are loving. Otherwise you cannot, in thousands and thousands of births. So this has been written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, by the Karcha of Sarup Damodar. Oh, we should try to love Krishna like them. Oh, keeping aside everything, forget everything. Can you forget your wife, children and yourself also, this body, everything? Then Krishna may come. So we should try to be like that. That gopis are telling, our others' mind and heart are both same.
Others are different.
Na, anyar hridaya man, both same.
Our
heart and mind is same, others, ours. But gopis, man is Vrindavan. We want to make you please. And that is why in our chariot of heart, mind, we want to take you to Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is our mind. And if you are there, then we can serve you and make you happy. Dwarkabasi, Mathurabasi, they cannot do all these things. Krishna sometimes very hungry, but he cannot tell Mother Rohini, Devaki, you should give me something. Never. Sometimes he asked from Rohini Maiya, but not to Devaki. How love of gopis are here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all the gopis on her, on their mind, gopya, dhanna brajastriya urukrama chitta jana, dhanna brajastriya urukrama chitta. Oh, Brajastri can take Krishna forcibly on that chariot. What chariot? Mind. And Krishna also, always remembering Krishna. A bhakt should be like this. I have come to remind you all. From beginning of creation you are there. Hog, pigs, donkey, dogs and so many things. Again you are going to be donkey and hogs and pigs. But you are not knowing this fact. So I have come, don't be hogs, pigs. They don't also want to die. Hogs, pigs even. So if you are not have love and affection for Krishna like that, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, you must be hog, pigs and now. Be one pointed to Krishna and Radhika. Your life should be successful. Otherwise, you have been dog and cats and so many things, and you have tested all these, what? Nonsense. Again you are going to be. So be careful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that, oh, gopis are taking Krishna on their mind chariot. Where?
Vrindavan.
I will explain something more from Chaitanya Chaitamrita tomorrow in my class, and then I will begin the process. How we can attain sadhya, and what is sadhya? Krishna Das Kirtan. Thank you.
Yes, sir. For announcement. Anjali Dasi from Spain, I need help.
Pranay Lalita Spar Narma Spar Bhumesta Yurja. Brajpurnava Juno Jacha Kantana Pikanam. Naiti Paramadhastvat Dibhigyani Natustya Prathyatama Madiksha Hansiya. Oh, his voice is so sweet, more than Krishna even. And he has all quality in Krishna, Radhika. I pray that she should make me siksha disciple sister. So that she should give training how to serve her, Radhika and to Yuga. So, Vishakha, karunam kuru mayi karuna bharite sanak sanandan sanatan varnita charite. Rup Goswami is telling, even who was Brahmavadi, high class of Brahmavadi like Sukadeva Goswami, first career, he is glorifying sanak sanandan force. How our Nishant, nice Leela and Ashtakali Leela has been told to him. And he has written in Brihad Vaman Puran all this. Ashtakali Leela. Oi Bolchen. Oi Bolchen. Bodha Shankar kache tini sune chen. Aar Shankar sthike sune ini abar Narad Prabhiti ye sab log ke bole chen. So, he knows he is glorifying even a person like whose age is always 5 years, not naked everywhere. And he is the first son of Brahma. Even he is writing. Sanak Sanandan. And Sanatan, both four brothers. And here, by Rupa Sanatana. Sanatana Goswami has glorified in Brihat Bhagavatam, so many. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in his Vyakhya, Vaishnava, Toshin. So we are now glorifying that our this should be successful. I know that more than 1,000 devotees have come from various parts of Europe and here and there, Australia also. From other parts of England, here, there, Italy, and Russian countries.
America.
It may be some problem. Anyone cannot satisfy anyone. Even a child even. But you have all come for Harikatha. And we will give you Harikatha. We will give Harikatha, which Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj or Prabhupada left for me that you should give. He never gave it. So we will give him. So if some problem may come for hosting, for prasadam, for anything, it may be. But you should tolerate. You should try to drink by these two cups.
Nectar Harikatha.
Nectar of Harikatha. That Sukadeva Goswami told, but not openly like me. He has told everything. But I'm telling. Sukadeva Goswami never told Radhika name there, Chandravali name there, Lalita Vishakha, never told in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, and in that parampara, I'm telling you also, so many secret names and their sweet pastimes. So you should try to take it in your heart and preach my mission to whole world. Don't be weak. And then Radhe Jaya Jaya. Now you should begin your kirtan. Any kirtan you like. What he can do? Okay.
থাক একটু পরে দিও যখন বন্দনা করবো।
Teacher.
নিশ্বাস আবার ঠান্ডা লাগবে, ঠান্ডা লাগবে।
জ্ঞানঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। বঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো মহাবদন্যায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরত্বিষে গুরবে গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদালয়ে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ ভক্তায় তদভক্তায় নমো। ইয়ং প্রব্রজন্তমনুপেতমপেতকৃত্যম দ্বৈপায়নো বিরহকাতরয়া জুহাব পুত্রেতি তন্ময়তয়া তর্বোভিনেদু তং সর্বভূতহৃদয়ম মুনিমানতোস্মি। তবৈবাস্মি তবৈবাস্মি ন জীবামি ত্বয়া বিনা ইতি বিজ্ঞায় রাধে তং নয়মাম চরণান্তিকে। ভক্ত্যা বিহীনা অপরাধলক্ষ্যৈ ক্ষিপ্তাশ্চ কামাদিতরঙ্গমধ্যে কৃপাময়ীং ত্বং শরণং প্রপন্না বৃন্দে নমস্তে চরণারবিন্দ।
ফার্স্ট অফ অল মাই মিলিয়ন্স অফ দণ্ডত প্রণাম ইন দি লোটাস ফিট অফ মাইস পরমারাধ্যতম গুরু পাদ পদ্ম ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ অষ্টোত্তর শ্রীমদ ভক্তি প্রজ্ঞান কেশব গোস্বামী মহারাজ এন্ড দেন সেম ইন দি লোটাস ফিট অফ মাই স্পিরিচুয়াল শিক্ষা গুরু ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ অষ্টোত্তর শ্রীমদ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ। সন্ন্যাসিস মাই ডিয়ার অল সন্ন্যাসিস বৈষ্ণব অ্যান্ড বৈষ্ণবীগণ, টুডে ইজ ভেরি অস্পিশিয়াস ডে কার্ড ফেস্টিভ্যাল, সো আই শুড টেল সমথিং অ্যাবাউট দিস। তো ইয়েস্টারডে শ্যাম রানী হ্যাজ টোল্ড অল দি রিজনস অল দি কজেস হোয়াই কার্ড ফেস্টিভ্যাল, বাট ইউ শুড নো হোয়াট ইজ কার্ড ফেস্টিভ্যাল।
there is name cart, but actually love and affection of gopis. Not only 5,000 years ago, cart festival is from beginning of creation, from Satyayuga, before Satyayuga, it was. Ramchandra has come there. No? Baldev Prabhu has come there. And there is a Puran named Utkal.
Padma Puran Utkal Khanda.
Utkal Khanda. There all these Leelas pastimes have been told. But when Krishna came, taking the intense beauty of Radhika and Mood and golden beauty, Krishna, in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari. And when he took sannyas and went to
Jagannathpuri,
and there, in court festival, what changed the mood? Everything. Krishna, though he took birth in Mathura, in the prison of
Kansa.
But at the same time, he took birth in the womb of Mother Yashoda in Gokul. And then Krishna told to his father Vasudev, take me at once to Gokul, and there a baby will be there, you should take it. And then it was done. You know all history. And then all thought that Krishna is son of Yashoda. Really he was son of Yashoda. And then Krishna played so many sweet pastimes there. And then he came to Vrindavan, Mathura, killed Kans, all his demons, associates. And then he was residing there for so many years, not less than 18 years, because Jarasandha invaded Mathura 18 times. Last he left that Mathura and reached to
Dwarka.
And here at the age of 125 he was there. Among them, Krishna one who was remembering Vrindavan. But there were so many reasons that he could not go there directly. Once he went to Kurukshetra, and there was a sun eucalyptus.
Solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse. And there he sent anyhow message to Braja. Nand Baba on his cord took Yashoda mother and all the gopis. Only some old person, like a god, he left there. Otherwise, all the gopis, all came. Cow not came. So, and also in that Kurukshetra, sun eucalyptus, Bhisham Pitama, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Duryodhan, and all others, five Pandavas, Draupadi, also they came. All from all over world. All the rishis, maharshis, and big kings, they came there to take bath. Full sun eucalyptus was there. So now they have taken bath, they will take bath. Before this, he was talking with Pandavas, Bhisham Pitama, and rishis. He was among them. But at once he heard, Nand Baba has come. Mother Yashoda has come. Oh, all the Brajbasi, gopis has come. At once he became mad and ran after mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Yashoda mother, oh, he was in bullock court. At once he got down. Nanda Baba also, and all Brajabasi gopis. Then Krishna, mother, 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 weeping bitterly, like a baby. He went to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda like cow, weeping, my son, lala, lala, and weeping bitterly, and embraced Krishna. She could not speak any word. And Nanda Baba, oh, Baldev Prabhu, he was on the lotus feet of Nanda Baba. All were weeping. All Brajbasi were weeping. At that time, Devaki thought, perhaps Krishna will not return from gopis, Mother Yashoda, because he has forget me and father and all Mathura Vasi, and they will take him to Vrindavan. So she went there and disturbed somewhat, told, oh Mother Yashoda, though Krishna is my son, but you have saved me like why?
People of
eyes. Eyelid. Always.
Like eyelid protect you.
Always you have given milk. I am for the name of mother, mother. But really you are mother. So I want to give you so much thanks. But Rohini was there. Baldev, mother. She thought that, oh, she will disturb. So he told, oh, Sister Devaki, oh, all Pandavas and Draupadi and Bhisham Pitamah and Rishi and Maharshi is waiting for you. You should see them. Oh, please come. And then Mother Yashoda thought, up till now anyhow gopis had their lives in, but they cannot tolerate more. If you are coming from any far away, and when you will come to door, you cannot tolerate. And then you will be like dying. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, oh, if I am not giving them chance, they have come from Vrindavan. Anyhow they have
keeping their
life. But now they cannot. So strictly, she took Baldev Prabhu also and Nanda Baba, and strictly she went from there. And then what became? And then gopis came. Oh, they are weeping bitterly. Krishna also. Oh gopis, I cannot repay you. I left you. You left for me, your father, mother, husbands and all. And I left you and I went from there to Mathura and from there to Dwarka. So I am kritagna, akritagna.
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful. But you should know one thing. I am everywhere. Everywhere. You are made of me, like a pot made of
clay.
Clay is everywhere. So you are made of my modes. So you should not remain. I am always here. And then gopi became somewhat anger mode. So it has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopyasya krishnam upalabhya chirat abhishtam jat prekhane pakshakritam sampanti drigvi hridikatam alam parirabhya sarva tadbhav mapu nitya juraj. But after a long time, it may be 100 years, still gopi were alive. Why? That Krishna will come only for this. And if he will see that we are dying, we have died, then Krishna may die. So anyhow they were. So here, Krishnam upalabhya chirad abhishtam. After long time they have met Krishna. So separation mood was so much, and after so long separation they met Krishna. And they took Krishna from their
eyes
and took him in her heart and impressed so much. How? Even Nitya Jujamapi, like yogi, always meeting with Krishna in
meditation.
Or Satyabhama Rukmini, even Nitya Jujam. They could not have this love and affection for Krishna, and Krishna embraced him then. Then Krishna told when, then what became? Gopis became angry. And then Krishna told, oh, after long separation you have come to me. But you should know that I am always with you. Mai bhakti hitu bhutanam amrtvaya kalpate drishajat matsneho bhavati nang madav. Anyone is so fortunate. Well, those who are worshipping Krishna, to have love and affection for Krishna. All, in general, they are so fortunate. But those who have sneha, shraddha, and then anartha nivritti, and then nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then bhav, rati, then prem, sneha, that sneha, high class of sneha. What is sneha? In love and affection, when comes, then heart becomes melted. And it comes, whole heart melting, coming from eyes. So you have that thing. So very soon we will meet. Those who have love like this, sneha, they must meet. So I will meet you. But you should know that I am always with you. Then Gopi is told, Ahuscha nalinabhate padaravindam jogvaiswarai rapi agadhabodhai sansar kuppatito tarnavalambam geham jusamapi manaschuti dasadan. What meaning? You know? You?
Microphone, please. Gurudev has ordered me to explain something about this verse, which was the response of the gopis to Krishna when he told them, now you've met me after so long, now you've heard perhaps that I'm Bhagavan, that I'm God. And actually, it's true, I am. And therefore, because I'm God and because I'm everywhere, you can always think of me at any time, anywhere. And there's no separation between us at any time, just as there's no separation between a pot and its ingredients. So the gopis, instead of becoming pacified, they said this verse, which in a general external meaning is, oh, one whose navel is shaped like a lotus flower. You're meditated on and worshipped by great yogis like Brahma and Shiva. They can meditate on you. But how can we, ordinary women, who are involved in the, or drowned in the well of household life, how can we think about you? How can we attain you? How can we keep you in our heart? This is the external meaning.
the real meaning of the gopis is much different. Because they can never see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they're saying, they call him simply that you have a lotus-shaped navel. And if you're God, if you were that God, although we don't believe it, we know who came from that lotus navel. That was Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma came from an inert place, a lotus-shaped navel. The stem was inert, the lotus-shaped navel was inert, the lake within that shape of the navel was also inert, and therefore Brahma's brain is also inert. In that inert state, he can think of you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And same with Lord Shiva. But for us, how can we accept you as God? We knew you when you were running around without anything but some bells around your waist. We knew you when you would steal our garments, when we were taking bath in the Jamuna, worshipping Katyayani to get a good husband. Does God have to stoop so low as to steal the garments of some unmarried women? Or you played your flute, and with that flute you called us out for Rasalila, stealing us from our homes. Does God have to steal the wives of other men? And as a child, you also stole butter from the house of the other gopis. Is God so poor that he has to do that? We knew when you were dying, and when you put your flute at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and you told her, please forgive me for my offenses, I cannot live without you. So, you're saying that you're God, but we don't believe it at all. In fact, you're telling us this is just like somebody telling some ABCs to a PhD delete. Even Arjuna was upset when Krishna told him to surrender. I'm already his friend, we sleep on the same bed, his legs go across on my chest, my legs on his chest, and he's telling you to surrender? Is this some kind of joke? Similarly, the gopis, instead of becoming pacified, they became angry at Krishna. And why? Because they knew how to please Krishna. They know what makes Krishna's heart feel so much joy. That embarrassment by being chastised and abused by the gopis gave him the greatest joy. They said, if you want to make us happy, then don't go to us about meditation. If you want to come in our hearts are not different from our minds. And our minds are in Vrindavan, our minds are one with Vrindavan. So if you come to Vrindavan, that will make us happy. Actually, they said this because they're the most tricky. They knew that that would make Krishna happy. They have no desire for personal happiness. In Dwarka, nobody knows how to make Krishna so happy. In Vrindavan, Mother Yasoda, in order to get Krishna to eat, she would tell him, oh, if you don't eat now, then Baladev will become much stronger than you. Just see how big and powerful his secret is. So Balaram is much stronger than you. And then that would force Krishna to say, oh, Mother, give me some roti and makka and butter. I want to be strong too. So she knew how to bring out the emotions of Krishna. In Dwarka, he would never admit, oh, Mother Devaki, I'm so hungry. But in Vrindavan, all of his Naravat Leela, loving childhood and boyhood moods came out. So the gopis knew that by telling Krishna to come to them, that they were dying without him, that that would make him happy. Actually, their only desire is to bring him happiness. Just like in Gopi Geet, the gopis were saying, if you don't see us in our this prime of youth, then there's no value to your life. You can't be happy if you can't meet us now. And Krishna might say, well, why can't I meet you in the next moment? And they said, Dela Jati Vas, in the next moment, our youthful beauty may be gone. So they speak in certain ways out of their tricky behavior because they know how to make Krishna happy. in his Narada Leela.
Oh, thank you. Here, the meaning is that gopis are telling, out of love, if you want to receive the love and affection of Krishna, you should remember and try to love Krishna as they were loving. Otherwise, you cannot, in thousands and thousands of births. So, this has been written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, by the Karcha of Swarup Damodar. Oh, we should try to love Krishna like them. Oh, keeping aside everything, forget everything. Can you forget your wife, children and yourself also, this body, everything? Then Krishna may come. So we should try to be like that. Said gopis are telling, our other's mind and heart are both same. Anyer hridaye man, oh, both same.
Our
heart and mind is same, others, ours. But gopis, man is Vrindavan. We want to make you please. And that is why in our chariot of heart, mind, we want to take you to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is our mind. And if you are there, then we can serve you and make you happy. Dwarkabasi, Mathurabasi, they cannot do all these things. Krishna sometimes very hungry, but he cannot tell Mother Rohini, Devaki, you should give me something. Never. Or sometimes he asked from Rohini Maya, but not to Devaki. How love of gopis are here. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all the gopis on her, on their mind, gopya, dhanna brajastriya urukrama chitta jana. Dhanna brajastriya urukrama chitta. Oh, brajastrikan can take Krishna forcibly on that chariot. What chariot? Mind. And Krishna also, always remembering Krishna. A bhakt should be like this. I have come to remind you all. From beginning of creation you are there. Hog, pigs, donkey, dogs and so many things. Again you are going to be donkey. And hogs and pigs. But you are not knowing this fact. So I have come, don't be hogs, pigs. They don't also want to die. Hogs, pigs even. So if you are not have love and affection for Krishna like that, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, you must be hog, pigs and hogs. So be one pointed to Krishna and Radhika. Your life should be successful. Otherwise, you have been dog and cats and so many things, and you have tested all these what? Nonsense. Again, you are going to be. So be careful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that, oh, gopis are taking Krishna on their mind chariot. Where?
Vrindavan.
I will explain something more from Chaitanya Chaitamrita tomorrow in my class, and then I will begin the process. How we can attain sadhya and what is sadhya? Krishna Das Kirtan. Oh, you.
Hare Krishna.
What announcement?
Anjali Dasi from Spain. I needed her.